AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
In a rich man's house, there is no place to spit but his face.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports.
Happy President's Day! And we have a big announcement, everybody.
4 hours of PMS today.
A big announcement.
And I'm a whore.
We are on for 4 hours. You know it's a full show if you check the Twitter. We got a whole week of great sports talk for the people.
Great sports talk.
But Matt Money Smith did not walk in here with a Volkswagen on his back. The weight of the world on his shoulders. He doesn't seem... Vic, you're here all the time, and you know how Matt is on
Vic's
holidays.
Vic's lived through the fury.
I understand.
Through the federal holiday fury.
Now, just to explain...
The show must go on.
Let's explain to people, because we don't want to assume that everybody knows what's always going on, but we always have to work on most every holiday, except for, like, Christmas, Thanksgiving. They try to get us to work one Thanksgiving.
We pretty much work every federal holiday.
Memorial Day, yeah. We get off... But
we have to log a vacation day,
right,
for Memorial Day.
And it's just,
well, if you guys want to work, you can work, my man.
The technical part of it is that we are in a different union than everybody else in the building. The on-air people are in a union that does not give us these days off. It's kind of a catch-22 for people like us because we get a lot of vacation days off. But people in our jobs are scared to take days off because next thing you know, Kelvin Washington comes in here and it's the Kelvin and Matt show. And then, you know, you're gone. So they kind of got you by the balls.
You know what? I can't afford to take a day off.
Can't
someone's
do it.
Someone's going to get Kelvin, in front of this mic.
Kelvin's going to come
gonna
in.
They're going to spit hot fire.
Well, for
they're going to realize they don't need me.
For people like us who've been doing this for 13 years, it's a little different. But
very common position.
It's a very common position for on-air people to be in. You get all these days off, but you don't take them because you're scared to leave your show.
You're convinced someone's taking your gig.
To Kelvin Washington. And
or Travis.
Yeah. And you work all the vacation days that everybody else has. The insulting thing here at work is that we show up and it is an empty building. Our bosses, the people that are supposed to monitor that we don't go crazy on the air and start smoking crack, these people aren't here.
We'll get 9 emails.
They're
over the
not
course
here.
Of the week that says, reminder, office is closed. Reminder, don't leave your car in the lot over the weekend. It could be towed. Reminder, if you are going to try to access the office, you will need your key card to get into the garage because the California gate will be down. Like,
right.
Just, they're grabbing the back of our heads and just mashing it in the feces. Repeatedly telling us all the different things that are going to happen because the office will be closed.
Now, don't get excited. Don't get excited now, Matt.
That's what's annoying.
It has
come in and it's empty.
It's been a 13-year process, but
it's a Matt pet peeve. It's one of his pet peeves.
It's really one of the things that really bothers Matt, along with the shopping carts and many other things.
St. Louis Cardinal baseball.
Damn right.
They're in the news. They're in the news with Wainwright.
Best fans, my ass.
Popping off of his fat
mouth. Best fans, St. Louis, my ass.
But Matt, it seems like you've kind of worked through this.
I think it's the...
Is it because you played the Pro-Am last week and had so much success on the golf
probably
course?
Probably. Still walking on cloud nine there. Still living in the skies after that one. But I think it's also...
Congratulations to J.B. Holmes.
The Clippers.
Mr. Slow.
I know he's still out there.
Mr. Slow Play.
He's still sorting out if he wants to putt that or wait. I think also part of it is the Clippers' schedule has been a little unfavorable to us this year. Recently, at least. And we've had quite a few days off. And that can get
annoying. The Grammy trip hit us hard.
The Grammy trip hit us hard. And that's recent. Knowing that, man, we got so many takes.
So many.
Brains of ours.
I got to hit, spit so much hot fire.
And it's like you watch something the night before and you're
like,
oh, man.
You get indigestion holding that hot fire in, right?
Exactly.
Holding that hot fire in your ribs.
Yeah.
I mean, getting like 3 full days off when you want to come in.
That's tough.
And share your takes. I think the Grammy trip being
recent. Got to get your takes.
Got to get my takes in. I got takes today. I got takes for days today. Jeff Passan, by the way,
well,
our
thank
former
goodness.
Old friend.
Yes,
baseball
Matt.
Baseball writer.
Is this one of your takes?
This is one of my takes. I'm so happy. You just saw him there talking on the screen there a minute ago. I'm going to say smallest forehead in all of sports media.
Okay.
He has got a 2-head.
I know the smallest forehead on television It's Teresa Giudice of the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Okay, not familiar with her.
Look her up.
She got a one head or a two head?
Her forehead,
look at that,
is literally a half an inch between her eyebrow and her hairline.
Passan's got maybe an inch and a half.
She's got less than that. Look up Teresa Giudice, J-U-I. Do it, Matt. You want to see somebody with no forehead.
At least acknowledge for me.
I acknowledge
that's
to you.
That's a two-head.
But I'm telling you right now that Giudice puts that to shame.
Oh, two words. J-U space D-I-C-E.
Giudice, if you're going with the Italian. But I think she has it. Giudice.
Got it.
That is the small. Passan's head is small and his hairline is low. And I'll give you that.
Yeah, that's a one head.
It's epic.
That's a
one head. It's epic. It's like, does she see straight into the sky? Like,
and she's got a very wide face.
It's amazing. I've never seen a face.
Because it's like if you squished her face and made it more narrow,
it's amazing.
She would then get her forehead.
We will tweet out a photo of Passan and Teresa Giudice on @PetrosAndMoney on Twitter at the end of this segment. Now, you see, Matt is all tangential and lighthearted, very unlike
regular show.
Very unlike how he usually is.
And traffic sucked too. Normally, maybe that's what it is. It just feels like a regular day of work because normally you'd be on the freeway and it would take me maybe 30 minutes to get here.
That really pisses you off, Matt. When there's nobody on the roads
and everybody's out having a good time, and I'm not. I want to be at happy hour. I want to get President's Day specials. I want 2 for $3 Sam Adams,
Matt,
from 3 to 5 p.m.
If you didn't always have such a good time and do so much during your weekends, you wouldn't be so bitter when you had a holiday that you had to work.
That's what it is.
Maybe you should do what I do, which is nothing. And then
I heard you had a blowout weekend. I heard you went off. Kate's had a big weekend. Ronnie, I believe, had domestic chores.
What did I do? I had a blowout weekend?
Yes. Big victories this weekend. Not yet.
What happened?
We're teasing it up, man. You got to listen to How Was Your Weekend?
Oh, I got one of those.
5 p.m. We're doing it top of the hour.
Hey, nice.
I'll tell you what it was.
Stop.
You know what?
Stop.
I'm going to do it right now.
Don't. My man, you got to hook people.
I'm going to tease it.
You got to hook them.
I'm going to tease it because Matt's right.
Don't tell everybody now. Wait.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
You guys are going to like this.
Tease it up.
No, because I'll forget. Just give me the timpani, Matt. I got to tell people right now. You're right. It was a big weekend. It's huge. Because not only did I order those fancy pants that you told me about, but I made another internet purchase that arrived this weekend.
Really?
A manscaper.
What?
And I shaved my nuts!
Stop yourself.
I did. I told my wife, I was like, this thing is not going to nick me. I'm going in, and I'm shaving my sack. And I did, and I came out, and I was like, woo!
Is it electric?
Yeah.
Does it have an adjustable guard on it so you can?
I took it off. Took the guard off.
Whoa,
that's risky business.
Whoa,
risky.
Because the manscaper says it won't hurt you.
Oh,
no, I wasn't riding dirty. I was up in there, Matt. I had my leg up on the wall like a girl.
You doing it in the bathtub?
Shaving
in the shower?
Brazilian, yeah, in the shower.
Yeah.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, I've never done anything like that before. I was up in there, and I felt like, wow, you know, this really came to fruition.
You gotta take that.
I said I saw the commercial.
Commercial? This is as seen on TV?
It wasn't TV. It was like a YouTube or something. And it looked kind of like the Dollar Shave Club sort of commercial.
Did you get a free copper band with it?
Yeah.
No, it has a little cleaner for the blade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it have a flashlight attached to it so it lights up the area too?
No.
Okay.
No, but it is waterproof.
Waterproof?
You know, don't mock me. This was a big deal for me.
Buy one, get one free?
Oh, no. Vic coming with the mocking,
no,
too.
No, but that did happen to me when I ended up buying 5 or 6 Snuggies accidentally.
There you go.
And that was one of the last. That's why I've refrained for a long time.
Is it a major
from
brand?
From online shopping. I've refrained because of what happened with the Snuggies. But I was brave again, and I got the Manscaper, and I took it to town on myself.
Well, way to go. You blew it. Could have teased it. You could have teased it. You could have said, I got something for my own personal hygiene. Listen at 5. And instead, you just came straight out the gate with, I got a razor for my balls.
Shave my coin
purse. And I shaved myself. Now, what you have to do is take that to the Y. That's not what you got
to
do.
I'm not going to the Y. I don't pay a membership
there.
Go to
the Y.
I will show you this.
Take that to the Y.
You guys will notice this, too, because this was hard for you guys. And it's hard for all of us because we're all a little bit like millennials. Let's be honest.
Sure.
In today's fast-paced society. Am I right?
No doubt.
And my nut shaver showed up, and I was like, I'm taking this immediately to shave my nuts. I want to do this right now. You know, like when something comes for your kids and you're like, hey, build this toy for me right now. I don't want to wait around. And I wanted immediately to shave my sack.
What time did it show up?
It was a daytime.
So it's like midday.
Yeah,
you've already showered. You've already done yoga. You've already showered.
Yeah.
You're already in the midst of the rest of your day.
You're right.
And now it's like, oh, no.
I was like,
back to the shower.
I'm going to do it right now because I felt the immediacy. And it was like, you got to charge this thing for 5 hours before you take it to your sack. And I was like, 5 hours? What am I going to do for 5 hours?
That's a lie. They come pre-charged.
It wasn't pre-charged.
Well, no, you want to max that battery, Kate.
That's what it said.
You want to max it out.
Yeah,
otherwise,
Kate, you're wrong.
That thing's going to go
bust
within a year.
Gosh, you're so stupid. Matt knows
Come
to
on,
match
Kate.
Your nut-shaven battery.
That battery's
shut
not
up.
Fully... They can't
you
ship it fully
up.
Charged. It explode. It explode through shipping, man. That's why it's got to come half-charged. You start using it, now you've put a ceiling on your battery that's not 100%.
I got in there.
Did you charge it for 5 hours?
I did.
Yeah.
I charged it for the allotted 5 hours. I went back, and the light was green, and you know what I hear when the light's green? You've got the green light! And then I turned on the shower, and I got to say...
Wait. When you sang you've got the green light, were you pantsless, and did you point at yourself and went, you got the
green light!
I might have been pantsless. I don't remember pointing with both fingers at my area. The area my swimsuit covers.
You were shirt seeing it.
But I have to say, I would encourage all young people and old people, if you got a big bush down there, just get after it, you know? Just get after it. It was very satisfying. It was like getting after a bush in the back of your house.
Felt like a new man.
Something you've never done.
I've never done that.
You sure. know what? Since
not
I
for
know,
years, not since I left my father's house when he made his garden with the weed whacker and all that stuff.
I'll never trim a hedge again. I'm going to trim my own hedge.
It was called, in fact, the model I got was called the lawnmower.
Perfect.
I'm not even kidding. The Manscaped lawnmower. And at first I was like,
mow that lawn.
At first I was like, I'm not making much progress. I was like, this is a thankless job. I feel like I'm Chuck Norris.
What do you mean you weren't making much progress?
At first, I was felt like when I first got to work, I felt like I was chopping through, missing in action, like Chuck Norris. Like, am I ever going to find my hostages in this jungle?
A kukui grass.
What has happened?
I don't know if that's something you'd want to put out there.
Well,
like,
just saying,
hey, I couldn't find the hostages.
No, it's not that I couldn't find it, but it's just like I'm not making a lot of progress with the thickety jungle. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot of bush in this mushroom field, and I can't find.
I just think, you know, fungus. Am I ever going to find the bedrock?
I got you.
You know what I mean?
I got you.
And it took me a while, and then I noticed, wow, this thing is quite efficient.
There you are, Mr. Fun. I knew I'd find you.
He was in a tiger cage. And you know what the best part about this? Hmm. Nobody can run down the hall and scream at us. Because nobody's here.
No.
Isn't that awesome? Isn't this great?
We could talk pube trimming all day.
Well, look.
All
You
day.
Guys, with the exception of Ronnie, whose weekend is what it is, you guys have
domestic chores.
Exciting lives. And my life is, to my own choosing, not quite as vibrant.
San Pedro Bruco. Hang on, have a couple pops.
It's really...
You know?
Get all the news about somebody fell off a boat.
That's right.
Out of the ILWU.
Get it going on. Hell, so, you've been going to more parties than any of us.
That's what they call me, Mr. Saturday Night.
You have been partying up with Litigator Dad and Commercial Real Estate Dad.
I did do some float building this weekend for the Little League Float.
Float building.
Little League Float.
Oh, yeah.
Who's going to top float building? No one's going to top float building.
Well, what the reason I did this is because no one's going to top nut shaving.
You're right about that.
And that's why.
Well, first time nut shaving. Kate's, you know, with that messed up junk, he's got to shave it.
We've all experimented with our razor down below.
Sure.
But it is a risky endeavor. This, on the other hand, as advertised on YouTube or wherever I saw the commercial, and it captivated me, was like, hey, it's not going to cut you. It's called the lawnmower. And literally in the commercial, the dudes are getting after their sack.
Getting after their taint.
Getting after their taint and their sack.
You got back to the garden.
Yes, could you have at least waited till 6?
It's a secret.
I mean, you had a show that was until 7. You couldn't have done this from 6 to 7?
Can you play Secret Garden by Bruce Springsteen, please?
That's...
Ronnie? There's a secret garden. And
it's not a secret garden. It's right there for you to see every day.
For some of us that are 240... There's a lot going on, and we can neglect things.
Hey, Cates, you shave your balls?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure the yoga helped you with your
getting my leg
agility,
out.
Oh,
getting
the with your agility
on.
And your flexibility.
Oh, no doubt.
Is that what it's called? Yes, it's called shaving your balls.
I'm sure it helped the yoga.
Is what was
oh, Secret
called?
Garden by Bruce Springsteen. Cates is digging it up.
Shaving your balls by Bruce Springsteen. Shaving your balls.
I was like, is that what it's called? I'm like, yeah, I think. I don't know what else you would call it.
Shave that
Trimming it up. Thinning it out. It's a little too scratchy down there. Thin it out.
We've all experimented, but it's never been a regular type of deal. But now that I've found a way to tame the foliage to enter the secret garden, I believe I'll be visiting the garden more often.
I was going to say, now the interesting thing for you to establish, P, is what your schedule is.
Yeah.
What is?
I was thinking about that.
What is your schedule?
Because I can't bring my ball shaver to Wisconsin. They're going to think I have like a sex toy in my bag when it goes off. You know, they're not going to know it's just a nut shaver.
I would assume you don't look, I know this is new. Not that I'm some sort of expert.
Oh, you're trying to act like it. You're feigning expertise.
You're not going to have to do it every day. So you wouldn't have to take it on a road trip that lasts one night.
Well, what I'm saying.
When you go to Wisconsin for a game.
What I'm saying is, Matt.
You're going to have to take it with you if you're returning the following day.
Well,
day
I'd like to have a clean shave for the game.
I know. But you could do that the day before you leave.
I guess you're right.
And I bet you'd still have that same clean shave.
Well, why schlep it on the road?
Well, why schlep it, Vic? Yeah. I don't know. Why pack a bunch of blueberries into a duffel bag and try to take them through
security? Wow, that's low. You didn't have to do that.
Antioxidants,
yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Vic?
Antioxidants.
Now he's mad. Okay.
Antioxidants.
Right. That was a low blow, Vic. I'm sorry. Here's my point. What if
always to the blueberries, you with him.
What if I shave? What if I'm like, hey, I shave my nuts on Friday. That's my day.
There you go.
And
you'll be able to skip
I gotta
a Friday.
I got to fly Thursday night, and I'm like, oh, last second. Oh, I forgot. Let me throw that manscaper into the bag. Donald Trump shooting a toilet paper to a Puerto Rican guy style. I shoot it into the bag, you know.
If you're doing it every week, I'm saying you can skip a week or two or four, and you'll probably still be okay.
Well, I don't want to look like Logan down there with the side chops. You know how Logan
yes.
looks.
You will not Rutherford B. Hayes it.
All right.
You'll be okay.
Which is a good look.
Some John Quincy's.
Sure. So, no John Quincy's.
Crazy sideburns, man.
I get crazy down there, man. Be like a kid. Be like a frat guy who just started growing a beard, and he's got the freaking goat, and then he's got the stash with no goat, and then he's got the goat with no stash, and then he's got like the lightning bolt goat that goes up to his side. Just get after it, man.
My junk is like one of those magnet things that used to give the kids to play with on airplanes.
Love those.
You put the beard on the guy,
love
then you take
them.
It away.
The more you shave it, you know, the thicker it'll grow. The
you know what, Vic?
Grow.
That's the old wives' tale
right?
That turned me into a Sasquatch to begin with. And I don't appreciate you saying that here.
That is an old wives' tale, Vic.
Because, like, what, are we going to run out of... It's like, oh, God, when I end up on a deserted island, I'll have a huge bush because there won't be a manscaper. Who cares? I can keep manscaping.
Yes, you can.
I can keep beating back nature.
So you had a breakthrough this weekend.
Now... If you want to make that forest a little more dense, up and down.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Persian
it,
style.
Then you down it. There then you up
style.
It. Then you down
and
it.
And they always say Persian men have the most prolific pubic hair.
That is what they say.
Without it.
Now, so the Armenians got something to say about that.
Yeah, they do.
They'll push back.
I just saw a little jump in Glendale over there over your shoulder, Matt, as I could see it behind you.
You looked right over. Yep, right over there.
So we're doing good so far on the show.
I feel like it's a great day to be working. Happy we got the day today.
It was a big
moment
hours. Because Matt gave me a special code to buy some special pants. And I was like, this was such a success, and I saved so much on these pants, and they're great pants. Why stop here?
It.
I'm not kidding. I'm now confident in my internet buying of stuff. I'm buying the shaver. Thank you, Matt, for inspiring me.
And very millennial of you. I mean, a YouTube video shaver purchase.
It was like on Instagram, I think, or something.
Even
worse,
more.
Right?
It took some huevos just to order it.
Yeah,
come
Vic.
On now.
How about Vic with the pun?
Hello, hola.
Yeah, Vic. You win.
Happy President's Day.
Yeah.
You know those Instagram ads? They say they work by like what you're looking online or talking about. It hears you talking.
Oh, yes.
And then
you
all
leave
of a sudden,
a trail for them to follow.
Yeah.
And they drop. Yes. Those are strategically placed ads.
You're like, wait a second. I was just thinking about that.
In the videos you've been watching, yeah. P.
They knew I had a big bush.
You've been searching.
How did they know I had a big?
You've been searching best manscaping.
Wow, these guys are good. Why? How do you know? How do they know I have gas?
They call me the gas man. Hey, Vic, who's your favorite president before you leave? It's President's Day. Was it Ford?
Obama.
Obama.
Obama's my favorite president.
Okay.
Two terms, man, of tranquility.
Sure.
Two terms of tranquility.
I just thought we did bad. A lot of times, you know, you romanticize the office.
I thought you
when
were
going to
go Jimmy Carter for
JFK.
Sure.
Well, I would go JFK as well.
That's what I figured, yeah. Jimmy Carter.
Now, Kate just threw a chair through a window back there.
Nixon.
Andrew Johnson, a nice term.
Lyndon B.
Andrew
Johnson.
Back in the day. After Lincoln, there was Andrew.
Andrew Jackson would fight everybody.
Old Hickory.
Yes.
Yes.
Literally fight anybody that said anything he disagreed with.
And he wasn't scared to kill a Native American.
No.
Feisty dude, Andrew
100
Jackson.
Fights in office. I think he had an ugly wife. And anytime he heard somebody said something about his ugly wife, he fought him.
Hey.
Battle of Nolens.
Wait till you get a load on Mary Lincoln.
Sweetheart of a woman.
Real fire hydrant.
Darn right. Okay. Happy President's Day, everybody. You come here for those kind of nugs.
Mary Lincoln could play fullback for Frank Solich at Ohio U. And she was a little crazy up in the belt.
Well, you got to have that. If you're going to play for Solich, you got to be a little crazy.
She had some bats up in the belfry.
A little bit.
Martin Van Buren could have used that that device that you ordered this weekend with his sideburns.
Oh.
Marty Van Buren.
Well, that's the thing. Now, am I supposed to be squeamish about taking that thing just straight to my face now?
Yes.
It's multifaceted.
Well, I mean, where are you going with it? How deep are you going?
How deep is your love, man?
You painting it up? I would say keep it away from your face. We got Russell Martin when we return. We'll ask him about this.
Why? What's the difference?
It's all skin.
Right? That's what I was thinking. I didn't realize. Remember this one, Vic? How young you were.
Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. And P, a quick correction and retraction.
Corrections and retractions.
Big thank you to Los Alamitos staff, Jeff and Tina. Jeff, history teacher
Tina!
Over there. Pointing out.
What happened with the Griffins?
Well, Andrew Jackson, it wasn't that she was ugly. He said it was that they were divorced and he kind of had another side piece. And people would always comment about that. And
infidel.
That is what led to him getting into all those fights.
Infidel.
So she was technically a polygamist. She was hooking up with a dude while she was still technically married to him, and everybody would rib him about it. So he would then get into duels and beat the hell out of him.
Presidential fun fact, even before the final hour.
That's right.
Right there.
Thank you, Professor Jeff.
I think it warrants the jingle as we wait for Russell Martin.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour three.
Fun facts! Fun facts! And we do wait.
You know why they were able to do that? Because they got the day off today.
What?
Because Los Al's a public school, and it's President's Day, so they have the day off.
Oh, so they can listen to great sports talk.
Kick back and listen to great sports talk.
3:30, school's out, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Probably grading papers listening to the Petros and Money Show, right?
Russell Martin, Matt, is supposed to call us in a matter of moments. Once was a Dodger, is a Dodger again, and did some live batting with Clayton Kershaw today. So we await his call from Camelback Ranch. Who's back?
Camelback!
And speaking of that, as the news continues to surround the Dodgers going forward and
you know
starting
what that's like?
The very first day, full day of spring training, what's it like?
On this President's Day, it's like Grover Cleveland. Two terms, but not that they didn't follow each other.
Not consecutive.
Not consecutive. There you go.
All right.
Grover Cleveland, two terms, but not consecutive.
Matt Camp.
There you go. Russell Martin.
And he's going to join us.
He's
in a matter
of Grover Cleveland of the Dodgers.
In a matter of moments. Also, David Vasse will be along to discuss it all. The first full day of workouts is tomorrow. We are all over it. Joining us right now on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, live from Camelback Ranch. Two terms, as Matt said, not consecutive. Came up as a Dodger, left, and now he's back, looking to do big things in 2019 with the Dodgers, and they need his help at catcher. They needed him now like they needed him then.
That's true.
On the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, it is former and current Dodger hero, back in blue, Russell Martin on PMS. What's cracking, Russell? How are you?
Wow, I'm doing well. I'm doing a lot better after that introduction. That was awesome.
Oh, come on. You're a Canadian prince in this city, and everybody remembers and loves you. There's only a few people that confuse you with Paula Duca, and we are not amongst those people.
That's right, damn it.
You know, just because you guys have similar round heads does not make you the same player. But what's it like just being back in spring training with this team? I mean, you know a lot of fight songs. You've been around. You're a veteran, but it's got to be special to be back in the Dodger uniform.
Oh, it's unbelievable. There's just it's hard to explain. There's just a good group of guys, you know, and it's just fun to be around a good group of guys that are excited about this upcoming season, and they're just trying to get one step closer to achieving that dream of winning a championship. So you can sense the energy and the confidence and a lot of stuff going on right now.
How many, not just players, Russell, but just staff, people that are there at Camelback, how much of it is still the same? How many people do you still know? Or is this a dramatically different team than the one you left in 2010?
Well, as far as like players go, Kenley was there when I left, and Kershaw was there. Kenley was still coming up. Like I don't even remember ever seeing him pitch before. He was a catcher back then. And he became one of the best closers in the game, so that's pretty impressive. And Kershaw was like 22 years old when I left, and I think he's in his 30s now. So it's been a while. But the guys are and the guys in the clubhouse have the same guys that work in the clubhouse and take care of us and stuff. They're still there. There's two guys that are in the training room, that I remember. But other than that, there's a lot of new faces. But the quality of people is impressive. You know, there's a really good atmosphere. You know, it seems like everybody's on the same frequency. You know, everybody just, you know, is, you know, they just want to, they're there for the players. They want the players to feel good. And they want to treat the players the right way. And it's amazing to see how much has changed. I think just with the new management, they've really done a good job.
I don't mean to make you sound like you're so old. You're not. You're 36. But it's just baseball has changed so much, it seems like, since you started, you know, in the big leagues, with pitch framing, with launch angles, with exit velocity, with all of the things that catchers are now asked to do, specifically with how, you know, openers, things like that. How much do you feel like it's changed? Has it been gradual, or was it just one day we started caring about all these different things?
I think it's like our ability to analyze and get information on certain things has gotten better. Being a good receiver, that's been around forever, but now they just have a way to measure it now. And they can quantify it and their statistics now. Whereas before it was just, the opinion, like, oh, this guy's good. Like, he's got soft hands. He makes, he presents the ball nice. But having a good catcher, a good defensive catcher has always been important to a team. It seems like every team that wins a championship has somebody that's doing a good job behind the plate, as far as seizing and getting the best out of his pitchers. But as far as launch angle and all those are relatively new things. And it's just amazing with the coaches that we have here, the hitting coaches, how they can take something complicated. Hitting's complicated. It's tough. It's not easy to do. But they can just, share a little bit of insight here and there mechanically, give you a couple pointers, and they can really help you clean out some things in your swing to make it more efficient and just allowing yourself to be in a good hitting position, more often. And that's a big key of hitting. If you put your body in a good position to take a good swing, good things can happen. And that's kind of what we talked about, in the last week and a half. I got here a little early, so we talked about some stuff. And I've learned a lot already, a lot more than I have in the past 4 years. So I'm definitely excited for this year.
Just speaking of that and what you're trying to – because as you mentioned, you've always been known as a great defensive catcher. One of the big reasons why they went out and got you, that is something that's always been very important to this front office since Andrew Friedman showed up. But offensively, I mean, you've been to the All-Star game a bunch of times, and offensively is typically what gets you there. What has changed for you over these years since you last went to an All-Star game, and what are you looking to try to get back to, and can you get back to it at 36 years old?
All-star games are nice, but it's really, it's halfway through the season, right? You know, so you can be an all-star halfway through the season and then have a really bad second half. And, you know, so I guess the key would be to be an all-star at the end of the season is more important than actually making the all-star team. And I definitely think my body feels great. Like, you know, I don't feel like I've slowed down. You know, I'm running sprints with the kids and it feels like I can keep up with them. Definitely feel like, you know, I can still swing a bat, you know, and still have good bat speed and all those things are still there. So, you know, obviously there's, you know, over the years, there's probably a little bit of wear and tear. I can't catch as much as I once, you know, could. So I think if I'm, you know, managed properly, which Dave is a super smart guy, and I don't think that they're going to overuse me in any way. And it's nice to have a catcher like Barnes, you know, that's also there. And he can, I mean, he's great. I've been watching him. He's super smart. He gets along with the pitchers. He knows how to receive. He's been working on his swing this past offseason. He looks great. So it's just my view of it is I'm just here to help the team win. You know, if I play to the best of my ability, I think I can still make an all-star team. But that's not my goal. My goal is just to help the team win and then hopefully win a championship this year.
What has been your interaction with Dave Roberts so far? Obviously, he's pretty popular. A lot of players like him. He's a pretty positive, enthusiastic guy.
Absolutely. And that's what I've gotten from him so far. Just he's positive. You know, he just, when you're doing something good, he's not afraid to let you know. And he just, he's involved. He you know, in the bullpens, he's looking at the pitchers. He's, you know, he's involved in the bullpens, and he's always looking to help either, you know, be a veteran player or a young player. It just seems like he's treating everybody the same. And he's just trying to get the most out of his players. And, you know, he shows up with the same attitude every single day. So when you have that, you know, when your manager has that kind of attitude, it just, you know, it trickles down to the players, and it makes for a positive atmosphere where the young players feel comfortable, where they can go out and compete and not feel, you know, stressed about, you know, being overly judged or whatever. You know, they just create an environment where you work and you can accomplish good things. And for me, it's the same thing. You know, like when you're taking good swings and, you know, you're seeing like you're making some progress, it's just nice to hear, even though you've been doing it for a long time and you know you're good, it's nice to hear it, you know, kind of reinforce, like, hey, nice swing right there. And he's really positive, and it's nice to see that.
The look, nobody listens to this show. I'm going to plant that seed here.
And it's a holiday.
It's a holiday.
And it's a holiday.
And everyone in baseball is out at camp. So you don't need to, you know, you answer this however
even
you feel like.
Moustakas is going to sign.
Moustakas is even now. He had that extra couple days to hang out here in Malibu. He's in wherever, Florida now. Where do you come out on the opener thing, Russell? Because starting pitchers get freaking pissed when you bring it up to them. But it kind of makes sense, I guess, right? If a team's going to stack its lineup to be one side against that handed pitcher, if they're lefty or righties, that you would throw a guy out there for the first three or four batters, right? But man, do they get pissed when you bring it up.
Oh, I wish I had an opinion. I really don't know enough about it to know if it's gonna work or not work. If there's stats that, you know, back it and say like this works, you have to have the arms. You know, you have to have the personnel. I don't think every team necessarily could do that. I feel like you need to have some special arms that are in the bullpen, and you have to have tremendous depth. If you have a guy, if they have a starter who can dominate and give you seven strong innings, and then you have that, you know, in your rotation, you know, you don't even talk about a starter because you have a guy that can throw you seven innings and, you know, put your team in a position to win. I've seen it in the American League. I feel like in the National League, it's already, that's different. That sounds weird to me in the National League, because then you have to, he comes up to hit, you're pinch hitting in the third inning or the second inning, and you're already burned one defensive. What happens if you go extra innings and then you get to a point where it's like the game's on the line and you have no more hitters left? I don't know. It's just, there's a lot of things. I've never really put much thought into it. And on this team, it doesn't seem like it's necessary because there's so much depth in starting pitching.
Pretty thoughtful answer, though, from a guy who hasn't thought much about it.
Oh, well, it's just off the top. Like,
good stuff off the top.
In the American League, you can get away with that because you can change your pitchers and, you know, it doesn't affect your lineup and you're not wasting, you know, more players. But in the National League, if you're starting waste guys off the bench and then next thing you know, you're in trouble, you get the extra innings and, And, you know, you need one guy that can swing the bat, and you don't have him anymore. You know, you'd feel pretty dumb about that.
If you aren't catching, what position do you want to play? Because on this team, I mean, you see, Kershaw's been playing center field half the time.
You know, I grew up playing baseball, and I played almost – my favorite player was Ken Griffey. So I played center field as a kid. I had to learn how to catch because it's something I didn't really do that much as a kid, and that's probably the toughest position on the field. And I haven't had a chance to pitch yet. That would be nice. But honestly, I can play anywhere. I can play third. I can play short. I can play second base. I can play first base. In college, I played just about anywhere my first year of college. So, you know, I've got experience at the college level just about anywhere. You know, and if they want to invent another position, I probably want to learn how to play that. So, honestly, the truthful answer is I can play anywhere and feel comfortable enough to, you know, to make a play. When you're a ball player, you're a ball player. That's how I see it.
All right. You got the kids in the background.
We love the kids.
So just real quick, how do you feel about them catchers that wear those wacky hockey-looking masks? Because you still go old school, right, with the backwards helmet and the separate mask.
But he is Canadian.
Yeah. Well, this is my take on it. It just – the two-piece mask, like, so I had the skull cap and I have the mask. I tried the hockey mask one time and I got hit, and I got hit off the side of the mask, and it just felt like the energy transferred all the way through my head,
ooh,
through my brain. And it just felt like if that would have hit me with the other mask, it would have, you know, my mask might have just glanced off, you know, my mask might have ended up sideways, but I just feel like it deflects better when you're wearing a two-piece mask. You know, it takes some of the force away from going through your head. I don't know if you guys can kind of picture that. Where,
sure,
if you get hit with the hockey mask, there's nowhere to go. It just, you get hit and the impact, and then like all the energy is transferred all the way through your brain. But when you're wearing a two-piece mask, if it hits the side, if you get clocked right in the middle, you know, there's nothing much you can do. You're going to feel it. But it's those ones that glance off to the side where I don't feel the same impact. And I also wear protective stuff inside my mask to kind of help with cushioning. So that's another thing I would recommend for kids to.
All right.
You know, I've been catching for years, and I have zero problems. I'm knock on wood, but I have no problems with false hits or anything like that.
Tell you what, Russell Martin, how about that? A thoughtful interview with the family stuff going on in the background, driving around in his car, geeking it hard. And if you thought you were maybe just almost as cool as Russell Martin, let us also remind you that he spent a great deal of his childhood in the city of Paris and knows its streets like Gavroche from Les Miserables. Russell Martin is a lot cooler than all of us.
True Renaissance man.
He really is.
Yeah.
No chance. No chance.
If we were in Paris right now, could we get to the catacombs and you'd light a torch and take us around?
Probably not.
Oh!
Okay. What about Les Champs-Élysées
sweet
stuff? All right.
All right, guys.
Thank you, Russell.
He could get us around.
No problem.
He can get us
take
a Latin
care.
Quarter. Latin Quarter.
You know, Kate. I mean, 6-9.
Kate loves that guy.
Right?
Well, why? Does Kate like catching?
I don't know. Does he? Where's that doorbell?
Short catchers too, 5'10". Come on.
Yes, Tim.
I love Russell Martin.
We'll be right back with more PMS on AM570 LA Sports on President's Day.
Big thank you to Russell Martin. Might have to revisit that conversation.
What a great guy.
Tools of ignorance, my ass. I mean, talk about detail. I just want him to say, yeah, them hockey masks are for the bitches, man.
Whoa!
Instead.
Did you just drop a bitches like winner gets the bitches, like
yes.
David Vassay?
Winner gets the bitches. And I meant bitches by dudes in the league that paint the...
female dogs.
Yes.
Like the dog show.
Exactly right. Hey, man, we can get away with anything today. It's President's Day. Nobody's listening, man.
President's Day, fool!
Ha!
Drive your car into Lake Balboa!
This is an executive order. Ha!
Woo!
Big thank you to Russell Wilson. We have David Vassay.
Why, Russell
up.
Wilson did not join
Damn
the
it.
Show.
Russell Martin.
Damn it. So
David
how's
Vassay.
It going with Future and Sierra? You still having trouble with your baby's, your
sexing.
Wife's baby daddy?
I am sexing so hard now. I wasn't sexing before, but I'm sexing now.
No, Russell Martin, not
Russell
Wilson.
Russell Martin, back for another stint as catcher of the Dodgers. Spring training begins tomorrow, officially. Pitcher's catcher's been there for a while, but officially tomorrow is supposed to be the first day of full-on, everybody's got to be here, mandatory presence required spring training. And David Vesse will have spring training Dodger talk tonight at 7 p.m., which means we got a full 4 hours, 3 hours left, P.
Now, Matt, we have some pretty good stuff.
Already?
On the secret textoso line.
Big surprise. We started with 25 minutes of shaving your genitals.
First, a compliment to Ronnie. This was a song by the Lumineers, I believe. Driving from Cleveland to Chicago. We appreciate you in the cold, sir.
Damn right.
Listening on iHeartRadio. We appreciate you listening on the iHeartRadio app for your smartphone.
We got special things coming for you.
Did you guys just play a cover of Tom Petty's Walls from She's the One? Effing awesome movie. Why, yes, we did. And that was a cover.
That's the truth.
By the Lumineers. The Lumineers.
Love the Lumineers.
Who doesn't? All right, Matt, here's some pube talk from earlier in the day.
I had a feeling this would be coming. A lot of people want to weigh in on the pube talk.
It's a good thing you got a pube trimmer, P, because I heard that when you got excited down there, it looked like Pinocchio joined the Taliban.
That has to have been used before.
I don't know.
I have to be completely honest, and I think anybody that is of my age had to suffer through the trials and tribulations of going to the Y to either learn how to play basketball or swim.
And, you know, this is the sad part about it. This is not a unique story of the Y.
No, this is,
you know, anybody
universal.
Who goes to the Y,
no matter what state, what area.
Because it's not your place.
No.
It's the place belongs to the elderly. And they do what they want.
And I can't help but think it wasn't so much Pinocchio as it was just the very back of a turtle hiding in some very high bush is what I remember. Because when you're a kid and you're five and your mom...
Well, we're talking about somebody who's excited here, man.
I know.
Those guys don't walk around excited at the Y.
No, they don't.
Unless hair dryer's on a little too high.
And all the size that your ears gain, I believe,
well,
your junk is what provides that size.
I don't know what you're trying to say, Matt. I do not.
A lot of things hide in the bush.
Well.
Eye level with me while I was walking around as a five-year-old trying to navigate my way from the pool to the hallway to meet my mom to take me home.
I think if all the YMCAs closed, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
It would not.
I really don't.
It really wouldn't.
I burst out laughing and freaked out. My kids were listening to.
Oh, no.
When you were talking about the nut shaving. I, too, am a nut groomer, and I find myself feeling like a good haircut. When I get a manicure down there, feel like I'm refreshed and have a pep in my step.
Yeah, the wind can...
Enjoy.
The wind can make you feel pretty good. Kids, I don't know why you're laughing back there. Your old man does that every day.
Is it because of Cates' messed up junk that Matt said Cates was going from 6 to 9 instead of from 6 to noon?
Glad somebody picked up on that.
I believe it was a clerical error.
As an oversight. Small oversight. I was just saying Cates ain't going to get that excited about talking catching. There's some things that get him really excited. The tools of ignorance, 6 to 9.
I shaved my balls with a Mach 3.
Whoa.
That I got in the year 2000. Now it's like a baby's brain. What I'm trying to say is, don't let the stubble go too long.
That's terrible. We did not need that. That is a bridge too far.
I think it's important.
20-year-old Mach 3.
It's important to get this stuff
baby's
out there.
Baby's brain. That is terrible. That is just downright terrible.
Well, thanks to Russell Westbrook, who joined us last hour.
It's actually Russell Crowe.
Fighting around the world. We'll be right back with your word, number, song of the day. Top story, David Vasse. It's President's Day on PMS. Come on.